RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, where we have a lot of sports information coming down right now on the basketball front. Nikola Jokic, the undisputed best player in all of basketball, he is going to be out at least a month with a hyperextension of his knee. It looks scary at first when you didn't see, I think it was Porter, who stepped on his foot. But if you didn't see that, you're like, oh my God, his knee just buckled. And you're like, he's going to be out for the rest of the year. He's having one of the greatest seasons in NBA history. He's first in assists. There's a thing out there that's crazy. Right now, he's averaging an assist rate that's better than Jason Kidd ever had, a rebound rate that's better than Karl Malone ever had, and he's also fourth or fifth in the league in points scored. And it's just bananas. But yeah, so he is not done for the year, thankfully, but he will be out at least a month with the hyperextension. Right now, because we've got more information for you, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring in our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Well, it's going better for us than, unfortunately, some other players across the league. We're going to break this NFL news for you that does not involve the Cowboys, but it still sounds really bad.
Yeah, this is not great, Mick. New England Patriots star Stephon Diggs is facing serious criminal charges, according to Boston 25 News. He's charged with felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery charges stemming from an incident on Tuesday, December 2nd.
Oh, my.
Yep.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yes, and it looks like the Patriots have already put out a statement saying they're aware. Stephon informed the organization that he categorically denies the allegations. We support Stephon. We will continue to gather information and fully cooperate with the appropriate authorities and NFL as necessary. So pretty vague, but they are saying that Stephon categorically denies these claims.
And I take he wasn't strangling a guy.
I don't know, but I understand that assumption. Unfortunately, that does seem to come up a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
So there's your, we'll try to be more positive from here, but there is your unfortunate NFL update of the day. You know,
well, I had a question for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had mentioned basketball.
Yeah.
So last night, who was your choice to take the final three-point shot for the Mavericks?
I mean, based on some of the clutch shots he had hit, especially at the end of the third, I probably would have gone with Clay, but who would you have picked?
Yeah, either him or Flagg.
Yeah, because Flagg started to kind of get a better feel for the three, but...
Or Williams.
Yeah, Williams was interesting last night because I guess I found myself thinking that was probably too many threes in general. But I know that doesn't really factor into the last shot. You're like, well, you can't take it. You've taken 10 threes. I get it. Well, okay, Mickey, let me ask you a basketball question then. And this kind of goes with some of the discussion we've had about this weekend's Dallas Cowboys game. The Mavericks have a lot of young players that are getting an opportunity to see plenty of run. Do you want to see the Mavericks keep trying to fight to keep their head above water until Anthony Davis is back, until Kyrie can come back? Or are you more in the camp of, hey, if there's people interested in Anthony Davis, let's go ahead and make that happen?
Yeah, you know what? And it doesn't matter what sport you ask me about that. I just believe in trying to do your best to keep winning games.
Sure.
And doing your best to keep winning games doesn't mean trading away Davis because are you guaranteed to hit on draft picks in the NBA?
Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
Unless maybe you have the first pick?
Yeah, this next draft, if you told me we get a top three pick, but you are not getting a top three pick out of Anthony Davis.
Yeah, so no, I think you keep playing. And, you know, when I keep counting 1 through 8, I mean, they weren't that far away from 8, right? With
right.
The number of wins.
Right.
So, yeah, I think you keep grinding out and trying to win.
All right.
And I'm going to give you an example that's going to pertain to what we'll talk about, I'm sure, for the Cowboys. What did Atlanta have to prove or win last night?
Sure, nothing. They've been eliminated for a
nothing.
Couple weeks, but they went out and...
And they prayed their asses off,
yeah, they
right?
did. Yeah, they did.
And won a game.
Yep.
And it seemed like it was pretty important to them. And they can't even get to 500, right?
Yeah, and you know what? I am glad that you brought that up, because if you got a chance to see the post game, like, you saw their coach is fired up when he's flipping the game ball to Bijan Robinson, and he's like, there's no question he's the best. Well, the insinuation was he's the best player in all of football, and everyone was fired up. So when you see moments like that, I definitely understand what Jerry says and what Shoddy says about the importance of a win.
Yeah, and you know what? He's been saying that about Bijan all season long.
For sure.
I either read something or heard it talking about, I don't know what the deal is, but this guy's the best running back in the National Football League, right? And he has not backed off from that. And what I saw last night, I don't know that I'd argue with him.
You know, Alec was, we were talking about before the show. I think people underestimate how big of a dude he is. And then he broke off the 93 yarder and they can't catch him. Like, that's a special combination of size and breakaway ability.
Oh, yeah. And seems like a really good guy, because he gave everybody else credit but himself, right?
Yep. Okay.
For the run?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I'm glad that you said that, because I think this weekend it is going to be big trouble for the Saints. Because did you see Bijan in the postgame when he got told about what's on the line in the final weekend?
I did not.
Okay.
I don't think I stayed with it that long.
Okay, so he's talking to the media and somebody goes, oh, you know, with this win, if you guys win again this weekend, that would eliminate Tampa Bay from winning the division. And he just stops and he gets this smile on his face and he goes, really? I was not aware of that. And just in that moment, if I was...
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
New Orleans, I'd be like, oh, crap. Because it really sounds like he's going into that game to play some spoiler.
Yeah, right? And the Saints are on a 4-game winning streak.
Yes, and Tyler Shuck looks like, hey, maybe we judged him too quickly.
Yeah.
He's just earned a starting job, I bet, for next year.
I have no doubt about that. We've talked a lot about the organization. If you can keep piling up wins and getting to 500, I know Jerry talked about it this morning. What about for Shoddy? If he can go 8-8-1, he would be the sixth Cowboys coach to be at least 500 in his first season on the sideline. What do you think that does to propel him going forward?
Yeah, and I don't know that he looks at it how do I say it, selfishly.
Sure.
Like, I don't want a losing record, losing season on my record. But I think there's some pride to not having a losing season, to make sure that, you know, you passed out those T-shirts all season long, compete every day, and then you get to the end and you go, nah, don't worry about it. You know, we're just going to go right out and finish the string, right? And I think it would be very hypocritical more than anything else. So from, I think more than a pride thing, maybe an integrity thing, that this was your message all season long. And now, coach, you're telling me we're not trying to win the game because we're not going to play Dak. I think that would sort of maybe lose some of his integrity with the players, and because, you know what, you're not going to sit everybody, right?
Right.
You got to play guys, and it would be totally unfair to Joe Milton to send him out there and go, nah, we're going to play the backup running backs, the backup wide receivers, and we're not going to play all our guys on defense. I just think you might lose guys when they see something like that.
Do you get the sense, based on, you know, what you've heard, what just makes sense to you, that depending on the flow of the game, we probably will see some Joe Milton this weekend? I mean, I know Dak's starting, but eventually, do you think we'll see some Joe Milton this weekend?
I could see, depending on how things go, I could see they kind of left that door open by how they have answered the question.
Right.
And I got to go back and look, but I think I remember some games in the past. I don't know if it was when Romo was this starting quarterback, and it might have been that they played him in the first half and then turned it over to the backup in the second half.
Yeah.
But I think that had more to do with, you know, you didn't have anything to gain. You already had your playoff status. And so what the heck, let's just make sure we're not stale going into the playoffs. Give them a half and then turn it over to the backup. And I could see that happening.
Mickey, it sounded like Jerry expects to see a little bit of Jaden Blue, as Malik Davis and Javonte Williams are both a little bit banged up, which, do you think there's anything he could show in this? You know, I know it's a meaningless game and it's going to be players in and out of the rotation and whatnot, but for a lot
you
of the...
You better not say meaningless game. I heard that, Alex.
I mean, mathematically... It doesn't mean anything, but I'm sorry, Jerry. But do you think there's anything he can show? Because, you know, Javonte is a free agent. We don't know what his future with the team is. Malik Davis, surely you probably don't want to be a running back one at any point in the future. Do you think the organization is hoping that he shows something that they can say, yes, we can build on that in training camp?
Yeah, I think so. And I think what he needs to show is what he showed in training camp. I think before I can't remember if it was a sprained ankle or it kind of set him back a little bit. I think they need a running back like that. Even if you brought back either Davis, Williams, or whatever, they need a guy that has some explosion at the line of scrimmage, that has some breakaway speed, some ability to make people miss, and he's got that. Now, can he show it? Can they depend on him? Can he do all the other things that you need to do to be, say, the second running back, the change-up guy? Because think about it. When they started the season, the idea was Williams and Sanders, right?
Yep.
And then Sanders gets hurt. And then, you know, he got a little bit of a shot, not much. And, you know, the one game he didn't lose the fumble, but he did fumble. And I think they just lost confidence in him. And I don't know what goes on at practice, and they keep talking about that. Or the fact that if he wasn't going to play special teams as a backup running back, then I don't know that we active on game day. Because Malik Davis figured out a way to stay active on game day by becoming the personal protector on the punt team. I think that, boy, he's got something. I just wish that they could figure out how to squeeze it out of him.
So, okay, and so do you think I'm wrong at all for, like, Jaden Blue is great, and I appreciate that. I kind of want to see more Malik Davis after the best game of his career. I know he's not going to be, like, your starter going forward, or I guess I would assume that, but I kind of want to see Malik Davis back out there and get another real run at this.
Yeah, if he can see, right?
yeah. That's
how many more times are Cowboys going to have eye injuries?
Yeah, that is every time, I guess, players go up against Jalen Carter.
Well, and what was the game where Donovan Wilson got his eye cut, right?
Right,
yeah.
How do you, I don't know if it's the helmet, how it, you know, twists or whatever. And it was like hockey, right? He goes in the locker room, gets a couple stitches, comes back out and plays, right?
Yeah.
And then who? The offensive lineman got poked in the eye. It was Tyler Smith, right? He gets poked in the eye, and he came out with a shield on it. And it's like, how's all that happening without grabbing a face mask?
That's a great question. I think about that all the time when I know players always want a flag, but the most compelling argument I ever see is when that person goes to the ref and reenacts how their body and their head got twisted. And I'm like, that's a good point. It's because they grabbed his face mask. I hear what that person is saying.
You go up to him and say, what are you looking at?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Do you have an eye injury as well? Although that probably wouldn't get you the call that you want from the ref if you start, making a verbal
illegal
assault.
Illegal poke in the eye.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. See you guys.
There you go. From DallasCowboys.com. Although, prepared to discuss Dallas Mavericks.
That's
well.
Right.
Mickey Spagnuolo, you love to hear it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, oh, you love to hear this. It's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus a good old Florida man story next on the Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.